Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Lewis Mary Passeri. Sister Lewis Mary is a spiritual director and works at the Center of Dominican Studies at Ohio Dominican University. Her preaching is entitled Works in Progress.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned glorifying God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord. This passage from Luke is often used to remind us of the need to offer thanks for all the blessings we have received from God. Of the 10 lepers who were healed, only one returned to thank Jesus for the miracle of another chance to live a meaningful life. And this is a very important lesson. But I would like to reflect upon this gospel event from a different perspective. Jesus was entering a village when the 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance and called out, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." Someone in the group of lepers must have recognized Jesus and knew that he had worked miracles and that he was a compassionate man. Maybe he told the others about Jesus and gave them hope. So they cry out to Jesus for mercy, for healing. But Jesus did not draw close to them and touch them as he had done so many times when he healed the sick. Instead, he tells them to go, show themselves to the priests who were appointed to declare one healed, and so allow them to be included as members of the community again, reunited with their families and friends. I wonder how those lepers felt. Were they disappointed that Jesus did not come near to heal them, that he did not declare them healed? When they turned to go into the village, they had no sign of healing. It was only on the way, as they were going, that they were cleansed. What if they had thought it was useless to go to the priest? They could see no difference in their condition. Maybe some of them did have that reaction to Jesus' command. And if they had been alone, maybe they would not have gone into the village at all. But if they were among the others who did believe, they would find the strength and support they needed to follow Jesus' command. There was enough faith to cause them to follow his command and go to the priest in the hope that they would be declared healed, even though there was no sign of change in their condition. This is a call not only to give thanks, but to believe in the word of God that is made known to us in the ordinary days and ways of our lives. It is while the lepers were on the way that they were healed. It is while we are on the way of our daily lives that we grow in our faith, doing what we believe God wants us to do. We do not see dramatic changes in our lives. We continue the process of believing and following what we believe is God's word, God's will for us day in and day out. There are usually not many dramatic experiences to change us, but there is the gradual realization that God is at work in us, and we are called to believe that God's love will lead us and sustain us as we try to follow his will for us. Our faith tells us that we are a work in progress and that it is God who is at work in us who believes. Thank you.